Shireman, Brother and Sister, D.T., Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 17, 1902. Dear Brother and Sister Shireman, some days ago I received copies of a number of testimonials written for Brother Shireman by different men in official position. I read these testimonials. In the night season, a representation passed before me. Brother and Sister Shireman were looking over these testimonials. As they were talking together, there stood by their side, not the one who appeared to Brother Shireman on a certain occasion the messenger of heaven, but an evil messenger, who insinuated into Brother Shireman's mind the belief that his brethren wanted to get control of his property and to put him and his wife out of the work. Sister Shireman assented to the suspicions and false statements of the evil messenger in regard to the brethren with whom they had just completed a business transaction. The messenger said that they had been turned out in their old age in order that these brethren might carry on the work they had begun. Sister Shireman accepted this statement. Many false reports were received as truth. Next, Brother Shireman was represented to me as writing letters containing these false reports. He was leavened with the spirit of the enemy. Angels of God looked on as he addressed words to Brother Johnston, appealing to him for sympathy. Then the scene changed. I heard words of counsel addressed to Brother Shireman by his brethren, but he was not willing to receive help from those who had always been his sincere friends. It was represented to me that Brother and Sister Shireman were both deceived by the enemy. They had become subject to his temptations and were deceiving themselves to their own hurt. One stood by the side of the tempted ones and said, "Have you lost sight of him who said, 'Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.'" Matthew 11:28-30. "Will you, by envy and evil surmising, spoil the good work that has been done? My brother and sister, you now have the word of counsel from the messenger of God. You are in danger, by yielding to jealousy, of counterworking the good work you have done. Stop right where you are. The Lord has helped you. He has worked in your behalf. But for some time the Hildebrand School has needed the help of those whose talents fit them to manage a growing school. Brother Shireman, your wife is not fitted to take charge of the school home. Therefore, in His great mercy, the Lord has provided helpers to carry the larger responsibilities. Sister Nichols can do acceptable service in the school if she will keep close to the side of Christ. She has done a good work. Sister Shireman has done her best, but the position she has occupied requires a worker of adaptability and talent to raise a growing work to a higher and still higher plane of service. Brother and Sister Shireman, when you were given an opportunity to be relieved of your burdens, you should have regarded yourselves as favored rather than wronged. But an enemy has been working upon your minds. Addressing you, the Lord's messenger said, "Cease to heed the suggestions of the enemy. Be led by the Lord. Walk in the way of His providence. Do not betray the work into the enemy's hands by yielding to his evil suggestions. Look to Jesus. He will forgive you and will lead you. In no case turn from your brethren, who have been your true friends. Sister Shireman has not the ability to manage the school home. The Lord has provided helpers to carry this line of work. I shall stop now, so that this may be sent in this mail. At a future time, I shall write out the rest of the instruction given me for you both. This is the first letter I have dared to write for some time. My head and my eyes have suffered much. I shall write again when I am able."